We say hello now to our man, Hal Gill, presented by Duncan, who joins us every Tuesday at 9:30. Skillsy, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just getting ready for a beautiful spring trip to Winnipeg.
Oh, well, you know, those are always lovely. That is for sure. But the Predators coming off a loss, an overtime loss, a weird one. John Hines showing some moxie, pulling the goaltender in overtime to get the win. His team needed points. I'm just curious, from a player's perspective or a former player's perspective, how do you view that? Because on one side, you could kind of go like, hey, what are you doing? And on the other side, you could say, man, that's pretty gutsy, and it worked. It paid off for you.
Well, I think we're going to find out as the season goes on, right? I think there's still some hockey left to be played, and it seemed a little bit desperate, in my opinion. And
yeah.
But they ended up getting it, and so the fact that you got it, that can say, hey, we're a desperate team. The coach is going for it. We're going for it, and it worked. And this is a sign that all things are going to go right for us. So, as a player now, I'm looking at it going, maybe this is what we needed to get us over the top, and now we're going to go on a great run to finish the season. If it didn't work, it could have been one of those things like, hey, nothing's working. We were stupid. We tried. We took a chance at lost, and here we are now, and now we're out of the playoffs. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. But it was a pretty gutsy move. I was impressed with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how could you not be? But because it worked. But Predators end up getting a point and continue their point streak. Obviously, they need those right now, finding themselves in the first wild card spot in the standings. What have you thought over the last couple of games of the new additions, Jason Zucker and Anthony Beauvillier being acquired at the deadline? How do you think they've played?
I think they both, just the eye test, just watching them, the way they skate, the way they play out of the corners, the way they attack off the rush, like, it looks like a pretty good match to what Bruno is looking for. You know, I feel like they've been on a line together with chemistry with Colton Sissons, and they've gone out and moved the puck, made plays. They have some good cutbacks and exchanges and the small plays that Bruno likes out of the corners and extending the offensive zone time. I think they're on the same page with that, and that's impressive for a line that has never played together, two guys that don't know the system at all. And I think Colton Sissons is kind of a good guy to have him play with, just because he knows the game. He's a smart player. He's a veteran guy that can kind of back them up when they need to. But I like the way they look so far.
Talking to Hal Gill this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show as the Predators head north, take on Winnipeg tomorrow night. Hal, Winnipeg won last night 3-0. They lost the previous game 5-0. They won the previous game 3-0. So they've been up and down lately. What would you like to see on the Nashville Predators, Hal, in the first, say, 5 to 10 minutes in the first period tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's back to that road mentality. I think the you know, they got away from it a little bit. You know, they're still starting that fourth line and trying to smash and grab. But, like, the attention to detail, the knowledge that any play could be a game breaker, I think that's what they got to get back to. There was that Chicago game, I thought they slipped. And they got away with the 2 points, and they found a way to win, which is huge. But I feel like they kind of let some things slip on that one. So I'd like to see them clean that up. Defensive zone needs to be a lot tighter. And then, you know, I think they'll get back onto what they're doing. Because offensively, I do like what they're doing. They, you know, they're peppering goalies. They had some things going, you know, against Minnesota. So they got to continue doing that. But defense and that bear down mentality has to be a little bit tighter.
What does this show for the Nashville Predators against Winnipeg tomorrow night, Hal, that the fact that this team has played so well in the last month, now they play a team they might face in the first round of the playoffs? What would this game, what would be the takeaway from this game tomorrow night from the Nashville Predators if they go out and really play excellent on every avenue, every shift, everything they have tomorrow night? What would that show for this Preds team?
Yeah, I think it's a continuation of all the stamps that they've had, right? I mean, how many games have they had where they played against Minnesota the first time and blew them out, and then followed it up with Colorado and blew blew them out, like handled them well, really well in the third period, like just solidified wins. And the whole time, I think they've been proving to themselves and to the NHL that they're legit. They're not going anywhere. They're a good team. They deserve some respect. Well, they got to keep proving it. And this is going to be one of those games, maybe bigger than all the rest, where you have to prove it, because if you do play these guys in the first round, they're not going to go easy on you. And I think they're going to be ready for the Preds as well. I don't think the Preds are sneaking up on anyone anymore. So this is going to be a huge tilt, a division rival, and there's always heated games with these guys, and this is going to be no different. This is going to be a fun one to be a part of, for sure.
We're talking to Hal Gill, Nashville Predators in Winnipeg, to take on the Jets tomorrow night. We've literally watched Dante Fabbro grow up before our very eyes since he, joined the team several years ago. And he gets a one-year contract extension just before the trade deadline. He's been in and out of the lineups at times this year, and mainly because of a numbers game. But how do you feel you've seen him evolve, not only this year, but since he got here, and to get to this point where he keeps getting these one-year deals where they know they want to keep him in the organization?
Yeah, I feel like every time he takes a step back, he comes through and punches through hard. And that's what, it's been a tough season for him. He was playing really well, I thought, and then gets pulled out of the lineup. And I know he had to have been looking around going, "Wait, you just said I was playing well, but then, you got to get other guys in the lineup." And that's tough to handle for a guy who's in a contract year. And I think he's handled it really well. I mean, there's times when you no doubt he was bitter, but he punched through it, and he found a way to come back, and he's playing with Yost, and he's playing really well with Yost. They have some chemistry, no doubt. And I feel like he's doing all the little things, though. I feel like he came in as a young guy, just a good puck mover. We didn't really know what he was going to be all about defensively, but he's come out and he's blocking shots, killing penalties. He's made some really great defensive plays as of late. I feel like every time there's a two-on-one, he's the guy that's jumping out there, getting a stick down on it, doing the long body, doing all the little things. And I think he's fun to watch right now, and I'm happy for him that he got that contract, because, it's not one of those that's going to book up either the player or the club. I feel like it's just, hey, let's keep doing this and keep working at it. And I think that's what he needs to be focused on.
Yeah, do you think that it takes a little pressure off of him knowing that he's got that contract? Carrier doesn't have one as of yet. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. You got Stastny waiting in the wings, who's ready for the NHL. So does it take a little bit off of Fabbro, or does it just add pressure in a different way?
No, I think there's – I always said it, there's pressure no matter where you get it from, right? Yeah. I mean, there's pressure on yourself to play well. I think – a guy like Fabs has been through so much that he's eventually just, you block out the noise and you go through it. And I think Carrier is probably doing the same thing, where you got to focus on your game and whether you're overconfident because you just signed a contract and everyone's going to say, oh, he bagged it and he got his deal and now he's done. Or you're the guy that's, he needs a deal, so now he's playing. There's always an angle to play. I think in your head, you have to say, hey, this is my job, and I got to do it night in and night out because there's no freebies. And I think that's the onus that these guys have put on. I think they're both professionals, is my point. I think they're just going out there and getting it done.
Hal, when you were traded and joined a team midseason, how long did it take to acclimate to your teammates and everything? Because, I forget what Predator player was who got traded, met the team in Columbus on Saturday and played the game. What's the process like? You've been through it, of kind of, finding out who the equipment manager is and everything else, or does it take a while?
It takes a while. It takes a while to get comfortable. Everyone's different. And first of all, let's talk. You're getting new gloves, new pants, new gear. You're like, the second you put on that gold jersey, you're like, whoa, what? This thing is bright. I mean, what are we like? The same thing that happened when I went to Montreal. I got there and I was like, whoa, this is a different. Everything is different. It's different language even. And so I think when you go through that, it takes a while for the dust to settle, just as a matter of, like, all your stuff. You got to get your skates right. You know, you got a guy, new guy sharpening them. You know, all the little things like that that everyone works through in time. But then personalities are really what meshes with the team, right? And so, you know, you guys know me. When I walk into a room, more often than not, maybe to a fault, you're going to find out who I am because I'm a loudmouth and a clown, and I put myself out there. But there's other guys that don't do that, right? They're shy, and they kind of keep to themselves, and it's harder for them to get in. But in some respects, they get more respect for that. Just, hey, this guy's here to do his job. Let's let him do it. And so I think every situation is different, but I think the leadership, bringing them that new guy in and making them feel comfortable, is huge. And I think we have the right leadership to do that. And I think Zucker and all these guys coming in, they're gonna really feel like, hey, I'm at home with this team, because I feel like right now this team is all together and they're all in. There's no little spats here or there. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Hal, safe travels to Winnipeg, and bring back two more points. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, we'll be at it. Let's do it.
Thanks, absolutely, guys.